Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is where things get weird. Now, we want to talk about bad Santa.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that Santa is good.
Yes.
The best.
Santa, yes, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. The best.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of different things. There's imposters out there. There's people, like, if you've seen the movie Bad Santa, there's a guy who dresses up like Santa and he does bad things. Billy Bob Thornton, classic Christmas music. Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh my God. Tiak, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Like, I think Leo and Hazel are probably ready for it.
Okay.
I think maybe you sit them down and explain to them they're going to hear a lot of the words
movie
that Uncle
night
Slacker
at Uncle
says.
Slacker's house.
But so there are imposter Santas.
Yeah.
And then there are, like, sometimes at the mall, the real Santa can't be there. So he's got some doppelgangers that, like,
he
and not all
help.
Malls are that. Sometimes it's the real, like, it's hit and miss. But it's like, there's that. So, like, sometimes those Santas aren't great. Right?
Right.
And then sometimes it's the good Santa, but you were bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or your kid was bad. Like, you try to take your kid to see Santa. But first you ran them through the food court at the mall, shook them around, let them play on the little weird things, the waffles and stuff at Cherry Creek.
I was literally thinking that.
Yeah, you let them play and then just like, I've seen that happen.
Oh,
we were waiting
gross.
In line when my kids were little and it's like, you're letting your kids like just get rambunctious. Oh, have some more Dippin' Dots there, Johnny. And then they just projectile vomit tiny little like crystals right at Santa. That's another example of a bad Santa story.
No.
Have you taken your kids yet?
We have, yeah. Every year we've gone.
Cute.
And are they of the age yet? Because they're little.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys don't take your kids out a lot, right?
They're very sheltered.
Well, I just mean, you know,
we do.
Like,
we
you kind of got COVID kids. So they didn't get to like, it's like COVID dogs are real uncouth dogs. Like my dogs are
COVID dogs.
They're
very anxious.
Yes. Because then they get around other dogs. They're like, what the hell? There's more. Like,
no, we go out all the time. Our kids aren't like that at all.
Okay.
We
so
just
then,
don't like go to bars and stuff.
I'm going to tell you.
You just don't see us. But we're
but
out
like,
there.
Are your kids definitely? Because it's like you expect your kid, having maybe not been socialized, but even if they have not been socialized around a giant man with a stark white beard, really fat, wearing bright red clothing, they're not ready for that. That's a lot.
It is
and
a
saying,
lot.
Just sit on his lap. I'll be over here.
Last year, my daughter was very, very young. She didn't like it. She freaked out.
Okay.
But this year, they did. Yes, a lot of that. This year, we just went. And they did really well. A little too well, in fact. Like, my son takes it too serious. Like, he has the utmost reverence for Santa Claus. Because it's like, this is a big deal. I have to tell him exactly what I want. And so much so that he never smiles in the pictures, which then I get kind of mad. I'm like, dude, smile. It's Santa. It's happy.
He's like, dude, I got an agenda here. I got a PowerPoint.
Exactly.
I need you.
He's very locked in. It's almost like going to confession or something for him, where he's just very like,
no, that's true. Because I saw Leo last year with Santa and like, I thought he was angry.
Was in trouble,
and like,
or
yeah, because he was just so serious.
But he's not unhappy. He's just locked in.
Very locked. Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. And he was kind of throwing a wrench because we were the next family up. So he's all ready. And then one of the helpers was like, oh, would you like to write your list? And gave him a little piece of paper and a crayon. And then that threw him off. And he's like, well, do I write the list?
Man!
Do I do my spiel that I was going to do? And he's just like, yeah.
He's got notes in his phone. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't want to say where I go see him because it's not a mall. It's a much shorter line, but the line's been getting longer.
Because you didn't want, and now people have figured it out.
People have figured it out a little
bit. But still, knowing you
and
your
spot.
Fear of leaving the proximity of Parker.
Does Santa go to Culver's?
If Santa goes to Culver's, that's definitely where he goes.
That's where you see
it's a fast food place.
That's where you see T-Hack sitting on his lap.
It's Smashburger Santa.
Most reverence for both.
I'm locked in, Smashburger Santa. All right, so here's the thing. We want to hear your worst Santa stories. And again, we don't have to besmirch the man himself. Mm-hmm. But if you did have a bad Santa, because I remember a long time ago, we talked to a person who had hired a Santa doppelganger for their party. And then once Santa was done with the kids or whatever, the dad was kind of looking around the house to try to pay said Santa for being there. And he found the Santa with his wife.
There's a song written about that moment.
But that one's about something different. Because that one, I'll explain to you what that one means. Do you not know what that one means?
No, I do. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, but this
it's
was
like
actually Santa
no,
Claus.
Like,
yeah, Santa Claus. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And, not, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And it was the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mom was kissing Santa Claus.
That's
sort of.
That's what I meant.
You know, yeah. All right. If you've got a bad, your kid was bad, or Santa was bad Santa stories is what we want right now. That was harder than I thought it was going to be. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text your story. TX will call you back if it's amazing. Mm-hmm. But 303-222-5423.
Oh, man. I'm so lucky I've never experienced bad Santa. I've been scared of
You've
him.
You've not barfed on a Santa?
No.
Pooped on a Santa?
No.
Cried on a Santa?
Probably.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Cry on everyone.
But you cry if you're crying on a Santa and you poop a little, that happens. I feel like
no.
Don't you think Santa's got like tearaway? Like he's almost got the basketball
and just layers. It's just
yeah.
Different.
It's just like take these and he's just ready for
next
another one. Because okay, police in Germany.
That's a different Santa though.
See, these were dudes trying to besmirch Santa's name.
Mm.
There was three dudes. They were dressed as Santa who stole a Christmas tree.
Isn't that what the Grinch did?
Yeah. So they were like, well, if you dress as a Grinch, then the cops got to...
I'll
like,
fix it up there and I'll bring it back here. That's the Grinch. Yeah. We read it very often.
You read it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do the voices?
Yeah, I do.
Was it like
he
that
He just
one?
Demonstrated it.
I know, but I was saying, do you do them better than that?
That's our favorite line, that one. I'll fix it up there and I'll bring it back here.
Do you think that was better? I think
I don't know. Can I?
I got to tuck you in
would
first.
Would it be
like
too much for me to ask?
Experience.
Yes. Can I come sleep in your kid's room?
Yeah, where's your nightcap? You're not doing any of this.
I will come with a little thing, the buttons in the back. The favorite story that I saw that makes like hurts my soul, it's not bad Santa. It's not. Nobody's really at fault other than the food system in America. This poor kid was like a little bit on the heavy side.
Mm.
And when he sat on Santa's lap, Santa tapped out about 10 seconds in. Santa was like, you're going to have to stand here and give me your...
No.
Oh, no.
So it's just scarring. Santa's a big, jolly dude. And he's like, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My wife said the same to me, though. So
she tapped out and said, you're going to have to give your list from over there.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Bad Santa stories. And no, we're not, like we said, besmirching the big guy. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Have we made a colossal error in judgment?
I don't think we did, but Santa did.
So we're trying to talk about bad Santas, and no one's willing to go on the air and say what happened to them between them and a Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't...
Nobody's puked on a Santa? Like, I don't... I'm
people
not buying
totally
that.
Have...
Here's what I really wanted to hear, because when I was reading some of the stories on the internet, and I've definitely had this one, Santa himself smelling like booze, and I've seen a Santa like not all the way barf, but had to excuse himself.
Really? Oh gosh.
Because he was having a little bit of the verps.
Yeah.
Oh, and it was just like,
I don't like that word.
Because you're right in the kid's face and you're just like, what do you want, little Jimmy? You got that, like, and he obviously ate food court food. So it's like, you know, Orange Julius coming back on him. All right.
That's so gross.
The other one I really liked from the interweb was this dude. Have you ever, here's something I've never understood. And I mean this in the most respectful way, Tiak.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You've got kind of a round face. You've admitted that. You've got a beard. You've got long, luxurious hair.
Thank you.
I don't know what your family history is, but do you tend to turn gray or white? Do people in your, or do you keep your hair dark forever?
No, it turns white.
If you keep this look,
you could crush it. As
you will look like Santa, even if you don't want to play Mall Santa.
He will recruit you.
No. Here's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't understand. Once you know you look like Santa, like, it's on you if you keep looking like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
it's a specific. Because
you know,
yeah,
kids
yeah.
are going to come up to you starting in November. Kids are going to come walking up to you and go like, tug, tug, tug. Hey, well, are you the real Santa?
That's like in the movie Elf when Will Ferrell is walking around the streets of New York and he is crossing a crosswalk.
Yeah.
And there's the dude in the red tracksuit or whatever.
Yes.
That's just a random guy.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, it is? He's not actually in the movie?
Well, no, they were just.
Yeah, I get you. Yes.
But you know what you're doing if you look like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, you're welcoming that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a story on the interweb where this dude kind of looks like Santa, and they were at an airport, and this kid comes running up to him going, are you Santa? He's like, yeah, I am. He's like, well, what do you want for Christmas? And the kid like freaked and froze because he's like Leo, right? Like Leo had his list together because he knew, it's like, on this Saturday, we will go see Santa, get your list together,
right.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. This kid just happened upon a T-Hack looking MF-er.
Santa looking guy.
You know what I'm saying? And so he got put on the spot. He didn't have his PowerPoint. He wasn't ready. And then the dude goes, well, how about a new iPad? How about a phone?
Xbox.
How about an Xbox? And like went through the whole list of things. The kid's like,
I want all of that.
Well, yeah. And this kid's horrified parents are standing there watching this whole thing. And he's like, well, you can mark my word. It'll all be under your tree on Christmas Day.
What?
And then he winked at
the
person.
That's not the real Santa. He doesn't have the authority. He didn't fill out the paperwork.
He doesn't. But the kid is under the impression he's bad Santa. He's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So he's stolen valor. He was stealing.
Yes, that's what it is.
He was stealing Santa's thunder.
What would you do as a parent? Would you say like, no, that's
you're in yeah. As we all are, and even talking about this subject is why we're going to wrap this bad boy up. Like, it's hard. Like, what do you tell your kid? That guy was lying.
But then you're going to question all of them.
Right.
Yeah.
And we were very honest with our kids. We were like, dude, like the week leading up to Christmas, Santa is in his workshop busting butt.
Yeah.
He's got, yeah.
So he's got some other guys. I mean, he's preparing to travel at the speed of light.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot. Yeah. Just tell your kids that was T-Hack. Just having a goof.
If you ever run into a bad Santa, say it was T-Hack. That's great.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. I think we got a couple more videos. Before we start this, we got a couple more videos, or do we not? Am I crazy? I feel like somebody sent us a video, or somebody texted us and tried to send us a video.
Yes, we actually have like a handful. I cannot wait to put together
a little compilation or something of people singing along to the thing. All right. Well, just in time for you guys singing along to the News or Nope theme, I promised that Aaron and Tia, you guys both sort of asked. I think Aaron was really pushing for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little more of the like, gonk, gonk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want more aggression.
Like the Law and Order thing.
Yeah. So we want people to take us seriously because we work hard. We're out in the field. We're doing our research. And
yeah. So I got my guitar out and like the giant Imagine Dragons bass drum.
Yeah.
Did
you take your shirt off while you were doing that one?
When do I put my shirt on?
Oh, right.
Okay,
right.
So you can still sing along. Words are the same, but this is just a little heavier version of News.
News. News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news or no.
There's one more.
Is it too serious now? Okay.
Is there such a thing as too serious for news or nope? This is one time you're right. We tackle the events of... Okay.
The what? What do we tackle?
I don't know.
Good evening. Okay. Welcome to the program. Welcome. Sorry, I need to get focused. My time on the show is potentially coming to an end.
Yes!
What?
Let's go! Oh, wait, is this supposed to be... Oh.
No.
No, Aaron.
Thank you, T-Hack.
Please don't go.
No. You want to know why?
No, oh, that's okay. Fine. All right, T-Hack.
I want to know why.
There's a Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh,
revival.
My God, I thought of you when I saw this story today.
Yeah. My time has come. I'm going to be Dewey's girlfriend.
This could be it. I support you fully.
This is my chance. My second chance.
So if you don't know this, Erin was a fledgling actress.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, if there was a bit part for a fiery redhead...
I got you.
She was up for it. And she was almost on Malcolm in the Middle as the middle kid's girlfriend.
The youngest.
Oh, Dewey. The youngest kids.
Yeah.
Okay. And it just...
Malcolm is the middle kid.
Oh, Malcolm's the middle kid. Yeah. Well, since the name of the show...
Yeah.
But it's always kind of bothered me because he's kind of not the middle kid. Because there's the older brother. There's four brothers.
There's four.
There is that older military one, huh?
Yeah, he's never there. So
you're still in the middle. You're in the sandwich. Yeah, but he's like the middle. He's really got the middle child. Don't ruin this for Aaron.
It's always bothered me.
So they're rebooting the show.
They are.
With the same cast?
The majority. Okay. There's one guy who's not coming back.
But Cranston's coming back?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Which, who would have guessed, if you just saw him on Malcolm in the Middle, who would have guessed that he could turn into Walter White? And
right.
Play, like,
but I also saw him on X-Files. He was on one of my favorite episodes of X-Files. He's a great actor.
He was on Seinfeld, too. He's the dentist.
Yeah. You made me forget his name. But I know his name.
The dentist.
So you're trying to...
This is my chance to break it.
So Aaron may not be on the show anymore, but I think you can do both because I don't think series is going to be on that long. But like I fully support you.
It's only like eight episodes or something. It's a limited series.
I'm vamping as hard as I can, T-Hack, to give you time to look up his name. You didn't look up his name?
No.
You said that you would remember it.
I'm in the field. I'm doing my research.
Okay, all right. So.
Good evening. A very special day today that I have a problem with, I think. It's... National Barbie and Barney Backlash Day. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
I'm all in if it's what I think it is.
So what it is this on this day, December 16th every year.
Okay.
It's a day for parents to take a break from both Barney and Barbie.
I'm all in.
So it's to turn off.
Yep.
Why? Why?
Because they're just overused.
Barney is overused.
Kind of. There was a phase where Barney, like,
well, yeah,
Barney
no,
was
I,
like the
I
first.
I loved him.
I did too. Yeah, I was a big Barney guy.
I'm going to leave it. no, I get it, but it's like, there is a point, like, you're lucking out, T-Hack, as a parent, like, because there's a swath of different programming that you can, like, your kids can be into a bunch of different things. But like when my kids were little, it was just starting to be a swath. So it was like, there was a lot of Teletubbies or those, what are those weird older Australian dudes?
The Wiggles?
The Wiggles.
Oh, I loved them.
Oh,
I still
Wiggles.
Do. No, dude, the new purple Wiggle?
No.
Wow, he's
Smoke
hot.
Show?
Oh, yeah.
But now it's turned because isn't he on Instagram and stuff, like with his shirt off? And it's
yeah,
like,
and TikTok.
That's not what the Wiggles are doing.
No, and same with Blue's Clues. Because didn't the one Blue's Clues guy get ripped? Like the first guy got ripped after he left Blue's Clues.
Oh, gotcha.
Like he was out there kind of a skinhead, not in the negative connotation, but just kind of like was like, looked like he could have been in a band that played angst rock or something.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Played things like
this. I'll do my own research in the field.
No, but then he did something around, I don't know. He recently posted a video where it's just him. I think it was like with all the drama of the election and everything that was going on. It's like, whichever.
That's Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's wonderful. He's pretty tiny.
But I thought he got jacked for a little bit at first.
I thought he just went to college.
But then, like, he's just standing there by a fence and
just
like
listens.
Drinking coffee and he was just like.
Oh my God, I cry at those videos. I'm not even joking.
He didn't say a word.
No, I know, but there's just something about him where it's
his
like.
His weird little face.
It's cute. It's welcoming.
It's a comforting face, isn't it?
Yeah, he makes you feel so comfortable.
But I hated him so much on the show because it's just like, what? Where is it?
Well, what? It's a show for kids.
I get it, but there's adults watching. Anyway,
Barbie and Barney backlash day. So take a break from them if you want to celebrate.
And you can take a break from this show if you want to.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There's a simple way to add 6 years to your life. It's not cutting out alcohol.
Do we want it? I haven't said nope to a story. Okay, go ahead. I just haven't said, it's called news or nope, and I haven't said nope in a long time.
All you have to do, 20 minutes a day of stretching. Some deep breathing, a little bit of yoga.
Yeah.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
I don't know how. And I feel really stupid.
I do remember you mentioning that.
I don't know how to stretch. I watch YouTube videos, but even that, like, I need somebody standing over me, but then I don't want anybody standing over me. If anybody wants to teach me to stretch, is that weird?
It's not the weird YouTube at all. Videos work?
Well, because then, like, I like my buddy Ben would come over and like get into this weird butterfly thing and put his whole face against the floor. I'm like, how are you doing? Like, he's so good at stretching. So, but then when I'm doing it,
you have to get there. You're not going to be able to have your face on the ground.
I just don't feel like I'm doing it right. And I just don't feel like I'm getting anywhere.
You're onto something, because I grew up playing basketball and stuff. Yes. And it used to be like, you just didn't stretch.
Right.
Like,
and now
no one knew how. You got kind of made fun of if you took it too
seriously.
Which
is so silly, because like, that's how you have accidents or whatever. That's how you rip stuff. I remember before and after.
They would walk into the gym like with their shoes untied and then just go dunk.
Really?
Yeah. Just
that's wild.
It was like that's how you showed off. Yes. And I agree with Aaron. It's dumb.
It is.
But that's how we did it.
Do you have a story that I will hate? Because I need a nope.
It takes people. Good evening.
Good evening. Did you see the panic in my eyes? I was like, he's not doing
good. I'm trying to find a bad one here. Okay, yeah. I work hard to get good ones, but I have some bad ones. Good evening.
Good evening.
It takes people less than 30 seconds
to make...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are we going to do this on the air, though? I mean, are we allowed to talk about it on the air?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm the veteran here or whatever, but like, I don't know if we're allowed to do it.
It's a body part. We're allowed to say just an anatomical
name
of something.
We don't have to say rhymes with gipple.
We could say that.
Okay.
That'd be an option.
All right. Or ripple. I guess gipple's not.
Yeah, no. I don't know why you chose that.
Stipple? Mm-hmm. Chipple. Okay, it's nipples. We want to talk about nipples.
Yes. It's the hot trend.
There is a...
But it actually is. That's the thing.
It is a new trend where... Do you know any celebrities are doing it?
This... Specifically, no, but I know like Charlie XCX was just on a red carpet, and like it's very common now to sheer clothing and everything is just exposed. She does it. I know Noah Cyrus does it.
So they're two different things in my opinion. Like exposing is one, but this is.
But you want there to be.
If you're exposing, then you want them to be like high beams on.
Yeah.
Hmm. I remember because Rihanna wore a dress like a few years ago that was very sheer and you could see everything through it. And to me, it's confusing because that was at the time like the height of elegance because it was such a beautiful gown and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then you could just see through it. And it's like, I understand you're on a red carpet, so it's elegant. It looks fancy.
And you're also going for shock value.
But if you just wore that to a restaurant like in town,
like what?
I don't know that it would have the same.
Like Chuck E. Cheese.
It wouldn't.
What restaurant?
I think that's very frowned upon.
So
look, there's Rihanna in the ticket booth. grabbing. Okay. So here's the point. Celebrities and other people are, in fact, injecting
filler.
Okay.
Into their ripples.
What kind of, what's the filler? Just the, like the same
the
you
same
would put
they
in.
Do in the lip.
Yeah.
Or in your cheekbones.
It's just called filler.
It's, there's, yeah. not, it's like there's another, names, okay. Juvederm, Voluma. I used to endorse a few different.
Yeah, I always get the name of Botox confused, though, because those
Botox
are different.
Botox is not a filler.
Yeah.
Botox is a paralyzer. That stops yeah. Your
your lips have kind of, since you stopped endorsing them.
Listen, I never did my lips.
Never? Would you?
No.
Let me see.
First off, look at my lips.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh. Great lips.
They're
that
good.
That was a good blue steel.
It's hard.
They're good. Great lips. Now let's get a look at your nips.
Okay.
Remember you when got I filler in something,
remember
buddy.
When I said that I don't think we're allowed to talk about okay. this? I guess here's what I there's several things that are confusing to me. So I'll start with the easy one. First off, it's $5,000.
Okay, so that's what I was thinking. That's a lot of filler.
Per?
No, I think it's probably $5,000 to get it done. But
for both.
Aaron, you've done filler in your lips.
Yes.
Right? It doesn't last that long.
No, I would say like maybe if you can stretch it out, like 8 months.
So $5,000 oh, wow. just to have your headlights on for 8 months.
Yeah.
That seems excessive.
And does it, I'm sorry, I don't know anything about this. Does it gradually
yes.
decrease?
It gets sort of resorbed, absorbed.
But we've learned that it doesn't. It just kind of moves.
Oh. So then you've
if
got,
you've seen the scan of like the
lips,
face.
Other like, hold on. What?
It's
somewhere in your face right now.
That's why it's called pillow face. And so when people get like
that puffy, weird Meg Ryan face,
that's filler.
The
that
filler
just
has
moved
around.
It hasn't dissolved. It's just moved.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, so you have to get it.
I never knew that before yeah. this moment.
When people and that's when it's like way overdone.
Because didn't Meghan Trainor just say she overdid it?
She overdid Botox on her
lip.
I thought
she said she overdid everything.
Maybe. And she said that she has a hard time smiling.
I just want to say as a quick side note, I just saw her on TV.
She's stunning.
Meghan Trainor,
and she's
what
funny.
The hell?
Yeah.
You know, she kind of has the yo-yo thing, and she has admitted, like, sometimes she's just overweight, and she's like, can't get a grip. She's like Kelly Clarkson. Like, Kelly Clarkson was so little when she was on American Idol, and then she was like, this is my true self when she was all big, and I was like, go, girl. Like, you belt out. Like, nobody cares what you look like. You sing like a freaking angel. Mm-hmm. Well, I think Meghan has always been a little insecure, and now she is like...
She looks great.
Stunner.
Wow.
Like 100%.
Meg Ryan is on line one. I don't know if you want to take that or not.
Pillow face.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems. We abbreviate it with its first initials of each one of those things.
OPP.
Yay. What's going on today?
We have a woman who's looking to maybe get back in contact with her mother. Or we can facilitate it, or we can stop it.
Okay, Amy.
Yay!
What seems to be the problem?
Okay, so I've had a pretty rough relationship with my mom, like most of my life. I ended up leaving the house at 18, really never looked back, and like we've actually barely spoken for more than a decade.
Whoa,
that is a lot. That's rough.
Yeah. And I recently bumped into an old family friend, and she was going on and on about how, like, how much my mom regrets how things turned out between us, and that she wishes that, like, we could reconcile and actually spend the holidays together.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I was totally shocked.
But wait, your mom told other people.
Right.
Not you.
Exactly. Hmm. Yep. So, like, that part hurt also because it's like, okay, like, I don't know if she really is feeling this way. Like, why didn't she reach out to me herself, you know? Like, it makes me feel good on the one hand. Like, the idea of having a normal relationship with my mom would be great. Like, I'm definitely more mature now than I was as a teenager. So there's a part of me that's like, okay, could this work? Could we make things right? Like, I'm open to the idea technically. But it's also, like, super scary because of, like, the past. And also, like, what if the family friend, like, could just be lying, like, you know, wanting us to get back together. Like, why, if it's true, why didn't my mom reach out herself, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or even if the family friend isn't lying, what if your mom is just kind of, I don't know, putting on a face to her friends, going, you know, I wish...
I didn't even think of that.
I wish things could be better, but, you know, and then just this friend is trying to do the right thing, and...
Yeah.
Like, how serious is your mom when she says that? Do you like, do you believe it?
I mean, I don't know. I honestly didn't even think of that part, too. Like, yeah, could she just be, like, trying to make herself look better to her friend? I don't know.
That's, oh, my God, thing. All I want in the world is to spend time with my daughter.
And I just want to apologize to her.
Right.
You guys, yeah. Why does this room immediately think the worst about everyone? We have to stop. We have to stop.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, we can stop tomorrow, okay, but
yeah,
like...
Yeah, tomorrow.
But why does this room procrastinate about positive life changes? All right, Amy. I'm going to jump in with a phone number right away here. 303-222-5423, and you can text... to the exact same number, to give like Amy some advice. It's hard for me to gather my thoughts because like I am in sort of an estranged relationship with my brothers, at least a couple of them still. Mm-hmm. And that desire to see them is strong. But the desire to eat crow overpowers it. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the olive. And I would think it would be different as a parent. It's like, oh my God. I like not seeing your brothers is one thing. Not seeing your child feels more significant and feels like a place where at a certain age, I don't know, 40, 50, you say... I have to make amends. Even if I think Amy is wrong, I should go, Amy, I wronged you. Like at a certain point, your mom's got to be the bigger person. And the way this is coming down doesn't feel like that's what's happening at all. So I don't, but at the same time, Amy, you're not getting any younger.
Right.
And as a guy who has recently lost his father, do you want the first time you see your mom to be in a casket? Like,
I mean, I definitely think about that. And like part of that makes me want to be the bigger person. But I also have this other part of me that just wants her to take the initiative and be like
the parent
I always wanted her to be, especially if we're going to start something again. You know, I don't know if it's just like the holidays playing into it. And
for sure.
I don't know.
I am also a person who goes, if you're going to make amends, it drives me nuts. Oh, well, let's make amends on your birthday. Oh, no, let's make amends at the family reunion. Let's make amends on Christmas. Mm-hmm. No, we make amends on a random Tuesday. Like, if you're ready to make amends, you make them.
There is something a little narcissistic, I guess. I don't know what other word to use about, like, well, I want to make sure it's the right time and, like, there will be other people there. And, like, it's
your you're not ready to do
it. It's your birthday, but this way it'll kind of be about me.
Correct.
Or and that. That aspect of it too.
And it's Christmas, so you can't be mad. We can't actually hash over any of the real crap because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Having said that, it's Christmas. You should be nice. Like, I'm on both sides of this.
And maybe this is a magical time to have that, to let your guard down and just go, let's just move forward. Maybe neither of us needs to eat crow if we just kind of start fresh.
Okay. Amy, are you capable of starting fresh?
I mean, I'd like to think I am. Definitely think I've matured.
You haven't talked to her in 10 years. Are you just going to, like blank the slate out and go, okay, everything you did to me to cause me to not speak to you for 10 years, we're just never going to talk about it. I'm sorry. I know I'm supposed to be, but like,
no, like easier said than done for 100%.
Sure. Yeah.
The right thing to do is give her a blank slate. That's not how humans work.
I know, but are you going to get the answers you really want, Amy? If you do hash it out, like, is that going to be satisfying either? Or are you looking at just being kind of unsatisfied no matter what? So maybe we can get your mom back in your life. Or maybe I'm wrong. I'd love to hear if people have done this before. Maybe it's a terrible idea. Maybe it's a great idea. I want to hear.
Yeah, I guess that's what, could be helpful too. If someone else has gone through this exact thing and reconciled, like, how does it go? Because I don't know. I would like to think that I could just, if she could come back into my life and actually act like, a mother like I always wanted, then I think I could look past the past. It's been so long, you know.
Amy, I have a little theory about people who call for OPP, and I just want to run it past you real quick. I would say 95% of the people already have the thing, the answer they want, and you want people to call with that. So just real
quick, validate you?
Yes. So do you want people to talk you in to seeing your mom, or do you want people to talk you out of seeing your mom? Gut instinct, go.
I mean, I would like her in my life, but in a way that I always wanted her to be. And I don't
So you
know
want her with provisions.
Well, no, and it sucks because you've almost built this idea of her. So even if she comes in and she's not the mother figure that you're looking for, are you going to be like angry at that as well?
Right. There's almost every
it's
option
is set
up for
failure. It's a very small chance of winning.
She's not going to be like the sitcom mom.
Yeah.
Or the...
Yeah.
I mean, I know that, but I don't know.
So you're like, it's helpful that you said you want people to talk you into it. So... Like, we'll get some positive people in here, but if there's other people who are kind of like lashing out like I am, she's already not been the model mom. She hasn't gone the right way to reconcile. So maybe if more people call and say, yeah, until she's ready, don't do it, because it's only going to make the waters deeper. So just hang on. Don't move. I can't.
I want to believe in like the hope and...
How often have you actually seen that?
Never.
Right. So it just, that's the thing. Like, I want to believe it, too.
Yeah.
I want us all to rush into each other's arms and go, everything's great.
Well, and is she taking a risk by if she reaches out and goes, hey, your friend said you wanted to apologize.
True.
And she's like, my who? Said what?
Then you've eaten even more crow without getting any benefit.
But is it maybe, I don't know, is it time to just, can you put it behind you? I don't know. What's for the betterment of going forward, right? We can't change the past. We can only change the future. So what do we want the future to be?
That's the question. Amy, should she reconcile for the holidays with a mom that hasn't been there, or should she leave it like it is until her mom is ready? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Amy out. It's sort of a weird situation that comes up around the holidays. You know, it's like the time you try to put your family back together if it's estranged, but she wants to maybe go see her mom, but not because her mom reached out or she wanted to reach out. Like a family friend was like, oh, your mom's been talking about you.
Mm-hmm. Saying she's sorry how things have been and she wishes she could, you know, make things better.
But if
better,
she really wished that,
then she would have reached out.
Mm-hmm. Right?
But also,
I think so.
But Amy hasn't reached out either, and it sounds like she kind of wants things to be better. So we're at this stalemate, right? Of like, we're pointing the finger. Who's going to do it first? And does somebody just have to give in? Or is it
we always
idea?
Say, who's going to be the bigger person? Shouldn't the parent be the bigger person? That's just me. But me, I don't know. This is why I'm estranged from everyone. Kelvin?
Yai.
What, you got advice for Amy?
Well, I went through this with my mother, and it had been about 15 years. And I had come to the terms of, I had made peace with not having a relationship with her anymore. And I heard from a family member that she wanted to contact me, but didn't do it directly. And so I contacted her and we had kind of a back and forth of, oh, hello, how are you? And ultimately she never took responsibility for any of her actions whatsoever. And it kind of like stirred up some stuff that I had put to rest. And sometimes I think an adult, I trust her instincts, but I think an adult, you know, a parent needs to, she didn't do her job. I don't know. I don't know. I would say trust.
But are we going to keep punishing? Like, I know I just said that, but then are we just going to keep punishing her forever?
I think that whoever said, I think it was T Hack that said she needs to trust her instincts. And obviously she's got a bunch of reservations about it. Otherwise she wouldn't be calling.
That sounds insightful. I don't think that was T Hack who would have said that.
I think it was Kelvin. Are you glad that you had this time or with your mom, or do you regret it?
In a sense, it actually confirmed why I didn't want to have a relationship with her in the first place. But I had to go through a rocky road to get there, and I'm not sure if this helps, but I can say that, you know, you're not alone, Amy. This is a hard situation. Yeah. But either way, you're going to learn something.
Yeah, you're either going to learn what's right or confirm what you knew to be wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if that helps, but that's mine.
It's helping me. Okay. Thank you, Kelvin. Joey.
Yay.
What do you think?
I know this is not going to be necessarily the advice she wants to hear, but Slacker, you hit it on the nose. If the mom is ready and willing, you can't force it. I'm kind of in a similar situation. I message my biological mom on Facebook. She knows about her grandkids, but I just kind of leave it at that. Like, it's just simple, like, hey, how you doing? How's your holiday? You know,
I know that you think that I'm completely right, which is true. But like, Tiag did say something kind of insightful in that, like, maybe mom is just pretend, like, around her friends to go, like,
yeah,
oh my God, I miss my daughter so much. But it's like,
yeah.
Or again, is this only a holiday thing?
And kind of, yep, and kind of looking like the mom of the year type thing. And that doesn't work for every day out of the year.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Joey.
She's only digging that bigger hole for her.
Yeah.
Joey, I asked the last caller this. Are you glad that you have made some sort of contact with your mom? Do you regret it at all? Was it easier to just kind of like, where are you at with it now?
We're still kind of stuck in limbo. She put us in a really, really tough situation, so I am nowhere near ready to forgive her, and it has been about 10 years.
Yeesh.
And I'm doing that to protect myself and my kids.
I'm going to be a hypocrite right now. I'm going to say this because I was like, if you're going to reconcile on a random Tuesday. But sometimes you need that little push of like, it's Christmas and maybe I should reconcile. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
I've been listening to you guys for years. So I've been hearing it all throughout the years.
Yeah.
Since I was in middle school.
I don't need to hear
it. Me
too. Shut up! Thank you, Joey. Love you. Okay. Suzanne.
Yay.
What advice do you have for Amy?
I went through the same thing with my mom, and I think I'm older than Amy, actually, but when I turned 50, I just decided this is my only mom, so I'm going to be the one to sort of reestablish. But, and this might sound corny, but like I went and I got therapy first. And
smart.
That's not corny. That's
smart.
So
you had a toolbox. Like, you're not just going in there blind and letting her wreak the same havoc in your brain that she's done for the last however many years.
Exactly, because she's the same. She hasn't changed or grown, probably, most likely. So I went in, I processed my own trauma, la, la, la. And then I, like, figured out what my boundaries were going to be. And so then that way I knew my boundaries, and I used them, and I ended up taking care of her a lot when she got elderly and was ill, and so then when she passed, I have zero regrets. Like,
wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And God, I never even think about that, because I think of everybody as living forever, which is weird, because my father just passed, or whatever, but like you go, but like, it is good that you got it out. As opposed to the first time you were with her was when she already needed help. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got some of her good time and then helped you through the hard stuff.
And like, Amy, I get it. Like, it sucks. And like, she was never the mom I wanted her to be. And it's hard to come to that. But, and I don't know how she's feeling about it. But I really do recommend that you kind of prepare yourself for either way it could go.
Yeah, so, you can't go in blind, though. You're right.
No, the strong boundaries are so important.
Because you're still the little kid. No matter how old you are, no matter what kind of job you have, no matter what's going on in your life, when you get around your parents, you're just like...
You just fall back into that, yeah.
And if your mom is damaging to you...
Well, I like how the one caller said, you'll learn something.
Yep.
Either way.
Good luck, Amy.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. I just like it. I don't know. That it felt weird.
Okay.
All right.
Should we explain or should we just play another song and let everybody wonder what just happened in the studio?
It felt weird.
Okay, explain what just happened to you.
So it is really rare for me to have a deja vu.
Rare in your whole life?
Yes. I've like maybe as a kid I had a couple, but really, really none.
I had them constantly as a child.
Really?
Huh?
It was weird. Because I would just be, you'd just be sitting there and you go, oh my God, Mrs. Jones is about to say, like, she would just say it and you're like, I've definitely done that.
Yeah.
I've done this whole
really?
Thing. Be sitting in class and you're like, I've done this. I've definitely done this.
Well, yeah, because you've been to class before, right?
No, just the confluence of events. Like, I remember in chemistry class, like a beaker or whatever crashing, and then somebody saying something. It was very much like being in the movie Groundhog Day. I was like, oh, put that right there. And I was like, this has all happened.
Yeah.
This whole really? Thing, exact, like every single part of it.
Wow, I'm jealous. I don't think I've ever had it.
I had one yesterday while we were on the air. Slacker was talking, and I don't know, you do repeat yourself a lot, so maybe it was...
Like, no. I used to have them a lot when I was a kid. Like, I remember one when I was in chemistry class.
No, okay, but sorry. It hits hard because it's not just the person, it's like the whole thing.
Everything.
And you almost go like tunnel vision, kind of.
Okay, but can I just say... Okay, before you finish...
You just need some water, I think. You just got a lot of energy drinks.
There's something to what she's saying in, like, you can't use me.
Yeah.
Because I do say the same crap. I'm always in a black hoodie and gray jeans, so it's like, am a deja vu.
Here I am bored again. I've been here before.
Right, I don't think you can use anybody else but me in a deja vu.
I just remember that you were talking... And I mean, the Slacker show, I know. But that's the thing is, I don't remember what it was exactly, but I just had another one. So this is weird because
it's
like.
What do you feel when you feel like when it's happening? Do you do the chills. Digga? You get the like, oh, wow.
I call it chills, but yeah.
We did this on the air one time.
Deja vu.
Here I am bored again.
So it happens to me a lot.
I'm so jealous. I want
to. Okay, first off, digga is a thing, and it's not an offensive word, I don't think. It's just like we used to call it when somebody walks over your grave in the future or where your grave is right now. Somebody just walks
over.
Well,
and so, like, the craziest part is I literally went to dinner with some friends, and they get deja vu almost daily. And they are both of them are very open to afterlife communication, medium stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And ever since then, I've been like, I'm kind of interested in that.
And so now it's happening.
Yes.
So your portal's open.
I think so.
Tiak, I just printed something. Could you run to the printer and grab it?
Why?
Because I need you not in. I don't like what's.
What? I'm interested.
Did you look up what a deja vu is? Don't look it up. Don't look it up. People who've told me what it is, when you have them, you're on the right life path. And you
threw up after. I'm not on the right.
That is your correct life path. You at a strip club and then at Ocean Prime get like, no, that's and you've never had them. I don't feel weird about it.
No, my wife says she has them all the time. I don't even understand what it is. Like when you're sitting in class.
I don't know how to explain it.
And you're like, I've been here before. And then do you start going, the door is going to open?
No.
You're not, it's not like the future.
It's not predictive.
Okay.
But it's just like, I've seen this tape. It's like. Your favorite movie, right? And you know that one scene and you know it by heart, or when you see something and you're like, God, did I see that episode before? How'd that, like, whoa.
Oh.
Or I just don't remember watching them. Like,
it's like you've just experienced it before you have.
So is it kind of like on Instagram or something that'll be like a 90s page that's like, you remember this cartoon and you see it and it's like, I don't remember it, but they're playing the intro to it and I'm like, I know this.
Because that's probably
I'm on the wrong line.
No. I don't know how to explain it because that cartoon intro probably just seeped into your psyche. It was on in the background.
Okay.
At some point, but you just never really sat down and consciously watched that cartoon. So you're like, somehow my brain knows this, but it doesn't know it.
That's a weird feeling too. But that's not the same because you're like, how do I know this?
This is like that where you're like, how do I know this? But it's like a series of events where you're like, what? Wait, like, and it's not like you can't just be in a massive rut where you eat at Golden Corral every Friday at 4 o'clock and so does this other elderly couple. Okay. And you're like, oh, there's the Johnsons again. And you're just like, deja vu. Like,
well, that's my problem. You're right. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Your life is deja vu. So maybe you just don't recognize deja vus because you are a bit of a rut boy.
A little bit. But what does it mean that my wife gets them all the time? So she's on the right life
path?
She's
on the right life.
But I'm not.
She's with you.
Right.
So then
it's connected somehow, right?
Let's everyone text in and say the TX okay.
Every night she's here I am bored again.
So I used to get them all the time when I was a kid.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What do you guys do in a situation?
I just want to say we got some of the weirdest texts from Aaron over the weekend.
Yes.
And I just let the song fade out and I'm just staring at her going, we're going to have to talk about this because it's a really weird.
Yeah. It was nice.
Did you have a big week? Like, it seems like you had a weekend.
Yeah.
Like a weekend.
I mean, there were holiday parties every day. Went to the ballet, which was fun.
Okay.
Ooh. Saw the Nutcracker for the first
time.
You
didn't do anything. All right. I just didn't know if you like got tattoos. It felt the way your weekend was looking when we walked out of here was like, there's a good chance we're never going to see Aaron again. Like, it was just,
I was going to a family holiday party.
I know, but it was a family holiday party with, and then you also have this new group of friends that you were going to go, and you were going to go to like Gold Point or whatever.
Like, I did do that.
And Gold Point is a launching, every time I've been to that bar, I launch into another level. And I was like, we're probably not. Like, I didn't say it to Tia because he's already an anxiety machine. But I'm like, you should really just take one last look. Because I don't know that we're going to see Aaron again.
If you've ever had anything you want to say to her.
Now's your chance.
Well, it was Friday the 13th, too. Yes. So that was a little, there's just, it was a lot of factors.
I did get asked to get some flash tattoos. I did not.
See, that's what I was saying. You had mentioned flash tattoos.
Yeah.
And then party, different bars than you've been to. And I'm like, I just felt like, I don't know. I thought I'd get a call from.
Did you check my location at all?
No.
Then you didn't care.
No, but I don't ever think of checking your location, Aaron. I think I have your location for if you text me like help. And then I'm like, then I'm going to go look. But I don't ever go look for you. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
She just sent H-E-L, I guess. No, she's fine.
She's trying to say hello or what, I thought for sure bail bondsman, hospital, transplant.
I'm not a mess. Like, I have fun, but I'm not sloppy. Okay.
But you were ramping up it just felt like you were ramping up to something. Okay. And then the weird text you sent.
That's not my fault, though. That was just...
Okay, so explain. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So Friday night, my brother-in-law is hosting a Christmas party. Christmas is really big at our house. It was my sister's favorite holiday, so we got a horse and carriage. And
which you can just do in a neighborhood.
Yeah, they came from Parker. I literally was like, T-Hack.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Do you have to go around your neighborhood and go, hey, there's going to be horse poop all up and down our street?
No, because they clean it.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's good.
But like we told the neighbors, like anyone can get on. Like you don't have to just be at our party.
This is with the horse and carriage, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
I will say this is a recurring theme. I've been to the holiday party where they've had the horse and carriage before. Okay. It's awesome. It's so awesome.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yeah. So I get there and we're setting up and a woman comes in. We're like, she's wearing a COVID mask. We're like, hey, come on in. Welcome to the party. You're early, but like hang out, whatever. And she starts to try to play with my oldest nephew, Patrick. And there's a few other family members there helping to set up, playing with the kids. And we're like, who is this woman? No one knows who she is.
But you're not asking.
No. No. Why would we do that?
Why would we talk to the nice masked woman playing with a child?
We just said, come
just
on in.
Just let it go. Yeah,
in our house.
Is my assessment of the way I thought the weekend was going to go starting to make more sense to everyone?
It is a little, yeah.
You're not being responsible.
There were so many people like watching the kids, helping, like... We knew she wasn't going
to... You don't know her identity. Like, if she absconds with...
We thought she was, like, the friend of someone else, and she got there early.
Okay.
So she's just, like, chilling on one of the bar stools.
Still masked.
Yeah. We have, it's like a half an hour that goes by.
Okay.
And finally, my brother-in-law is like, Aaron, will you go talk to her and figure out who she is?
And oh, no.
Luckily, another friend already started doing that. And she's like,
hey, so.
She's like, how do you know Devin and whatever? She's like, I'm here to babysit. We're like, you're at the wrong house.
Shut your mouth. Oh, no. She was.
Yeah, she showed up to the wrong house. She was supposed to be like four houses down, but she was like, I swear I've been here before. We're like, no, they're cookie cutter houses. Like, it's fine. It's just.
So there's a house up the street.
That's like, where is our babysitter? Yeah. She's late. She's chilling with us. Yeah.
One of the horses is now trying to babysit. Everyone's all switching.
Well, we were also thinking, like, she must be happy. This is going to be the easiest night of babysitting because there's other
300 people there.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't have to work. She can just hang out.
So did she go get the kids and come back to the party?
No. We didn't see her again.
So she thought it was her lucky night of babysitting.
Don't do this. I know what you're trying to do.
But you know how she's really going to get lucky.
Oh, my God. He's good, though.
He is.
All right. If you're a babysitter and you're just hanging at somebody's house for...
Masked?
If you're a masked babysitter, you're very lucky and you should win the Powerball. No, the Mega Millions.
Yes,
is it Mega? They're both... I mean, I've said this a million times. We gave away scratch tickets like a week or so ago, but like lottery stuff is my favorite and Mega Millions is up to like, it's over a half, right?
$740
million. $740
million. Yeah.
That's over a half for sure. Yeah. We're cruising.
No, we're cruising towards a bill.
Yeah.
And the drawings are a win again?
Tuesdays and Fridays.
Okay. So tomorrow night, you just mask up.
Go to a stranger's house.
Yeah. Grab a kid. Nope. Don't do any of those things.
No.
Grab $2. That's all you need.
$2. Yeah.
$2.
Yeah, $2. Buy a ticket. You can use your favorite numbers or you can quick pick. I'm a quick pick guy myself.
Yep.
But you could win your share of $740
millions.
Millions?
Millions.
Mega Millions. 700. It's just 740 even. It's not 740 something.
No, just 740.
So get your tickets, $2 a ticket, quick picks or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm done talking about it. I've done this really poorly. Mega Millions drawing tomorrow night.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have to ask a question that's really stupid. It's not stupid. It's a mental exercise. If that makes sense.
Okay. Exercise.
No.
Mental.
You know how, like,
we don't come here for this.
Okay. So you know how, like, there's the thing where it's like, you're in a room that's a little too cold and it's like, hey, we want it warmer in here.
Do you turn up the temperature or do you turn it?
Do you turn the AC up or down?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, are you turning the AC up to make it warmer or are you turning the AC down to make it warmer? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And people get all like, no, it's good because the AC is a temperature regulated thing. So if you turn it down, the temperature goes down.
You're like turning the fan up kind of thing.
Right.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is that.
All right.
This got posed to me recently.
I can handle this exercise.
No. Good. Okay, here it is.
I thought I was going to have to stretch.
Picture a light. It's on.
Okay.
And then it's off. Okay. So you understand, when a light is on, there's light in the room.
Yes.
Okay. Now, apply that same principle to a door. When is a door on and when is a door off? Like the door behind us right now.
It's open or closed. It's not on or off.
But I'm saying apply that to on or off.
What is a door?
No.
That does not work.
Everything has a purpose. Like,
yes, I know what you mean.
If it has a purpose, like is the AC on or off? Well, it's blowing air, so it's on. Everything has sort of a go, no go. Binary, one or a zero. Is that door behind you, Aaron?
Is that closed? It is closed.
But is it on or off? You have to decide.
I don't, if it's because it's open or closed.
No, stop it, Aaron.
I refuse. You're out.
Text in to 303-222-5423. Is a closed door on or is a closed door off? And I'm going to tell you something. I can now make great arguments for either side, so I don't care what you pick.
Oh, okay.
I can take the opposite and beat you with it.
There's only one correct answer.
There... I thought this at first.
I wonder if we think the same. To me, a door is on when it is closed. Because if a door is open, it is off because the door might as well not even be there. It might as well just be an open doorway because the door is not serving its function.
Do you understand what he's doing right now, Aaron?
I do, but those are not the words. No, because
we're letting go of the words.
No.
Yes, we are.
Come exercise with us.
Is he making sense to you?
Yeah.
So that door is on right now.
Yes.
Yeah, the door is engaged, so therefore it's on.
Because otherwise it's just a hole.
And we're so happy for it.
What's it engaged to? Like a window?
Yeah.
What would a door... Yeah. I'm trying to think. What would a door...
I don't know.
What's a door's type? Just another door?
I guess, yeah. Long distance. They kind of wave at each other every once in a while.
Like the revolving doors.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they probably look down on the revolving doors.
No, my God. It's like four doors in one. It's like motor booty doors.
But it doesn't lock. It doesn't latch. It's just like, you just let anybody in.
They do latch.
They do latch.
They can latch in the X pattern. Like,
yeah. Gunk.
Oh, I'm thinking of saloon doors. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm thinking of those doors.
Yeah, no, you don't want those doors.
Those are loose.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want the...
Yeah, okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. What are we talking about?
I'm just curious how many people... Will you just try the exercise for a minute?
I told you, I agree with T-Hack.
So you think that door is on by being closed?
Yes.
But what if, like, so you're saying the hole, the door is plugging the hole?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, why would you have something there?
Okay, but then...
You could remove the door and it would be the same function. You could just walk right through the doorway.
Right. But think of it this way. If you open the door, you can get through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when the door is on, because otherwise it's just a wall. You're saying, take the door.
I thought there was no way you were going to make it make sense.
I know you thought that. And I thought the way you did.
You're coming close.
For days and days. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute. Like, if you're saying.
This is what you think about on your free time?
Yes. I know it's so stupid. But I got so far down in the weeds at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
And you're just arguing with yourself.
Yes. I have a room in my house with like yarn and tacks and like the door. And it's like, I was 100% on your team. Like the first thing you do is say the door is plugging the hole.
Mm-hmm.
So then when it's plugging the hole, it's on. But if you look at it like there wouldn't be a hole without the door, then it's only on when you open it.
Yeah, the door is providing an entry point through this wall.
Yes.
I don't want it to make sense, but it does. I don't want you to be right.
I am right. And it sucks that I'm this right. I don't want to be this right. I am.
How are you right against yourself?
Yeah. Congrats.
All right. Is the closed door on or off? Yes, this is the stupidest thing we've ever done, but we're going to count your votes. Text right now to 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I had a story. God, I just get so mad. A guy is going to jail just for going to his gym's pool.
Oh,
it just seems unfair, people.
Well, I've got a story about things that, you know what, you probably shouldn't brag about.
Story of my life.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Denver, Colorado.
Guys, I want to run something by you. You know, we like, if it's from Florida, we go,
yeah.
Okay, try it again.
A man from Denver, Colorado. Woo!
If we get a local story.
Yeah, we got to sell it.
Yeah, no. And like start playing 303 or something. Yeah. Okay.
Black dress.
Okay. I don't know why I thought red dress Jonas Brothers. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, sir, your story.
Anyways. A man in Denver, Colorado.
I just really want people to get that this is happening. This is happening now. This is the thing.
He was arrested earlier this month when he caused a multi-vehicle crash. Accidents happen. We get it.
Yeah.
Turns out.
Wait.
Hey, what?
Do you ever think like this is like he's hearing it?
I hope so.
He could be listening, going, "Whoop! This
they're talking about.
This is me, honey."
I'm on the Slacker Show.
Okay, so he, all he caused a multi-car crash.
A man in Denver, Colorado.
Sookie.
Caused a multi-vehicle crash. Mm-hmm. And when the cops showed up, they were like, dude, what happened? And he said, you know, bro. I'm not going to lie. I've had like 10 drinks. He literally called himself a professional drinker.
I need to meet this guy. We need to be friends.
No.
It's a weird claim to make after you just caused an accident.
Yeah.
Like you're off
and
your game.
Obviously, yeah, facts. Exactly. You're okay. Not. Just look at what you just right. Did.
Okay.
Yeah, he was arrested.
Yeah, that happens. That's
and
gonna happen.
His BAC was 0.326.
What?
Chump change.
Well, that's not audience.
Hey, sir, it's not all bad. You got a sound effect dedicated just to you. My story comes from Redlands, California.
No.
Don't we do on California? Isn't it when Aaron starts going like,
oh my God.
Hey, guys. So a dude just wanted to go to his pool at 24 Hour Fitness. So he drove to 24 Hour Fitness and got in the pool.
Great.
Problem is, he didn't get out of his car. He drove through the wall of the 24 Hour Fitness and put his black sedan into the pool. Cameras found a black sedan submerged.
Became a submarine.
Sir, we need you to scan your membership card.
Police came and he was arrested. They're not sure if drugs or alcohol use was. Yeah, he's like,
maybe
no.
He's friends with the Denver dude. Yeah,
I'm a professional man.
From 24. What did you say? 24/7 fitness.
24 hour.
Well,
24 we know
hour,
someone who hasn't been to a gym.
From 24 hour fitness to 24 hour surveillance for this.
You know
guy.
What, dude? It took a long time to get there, and it was not worth it.
No, the payoff was not great.
All right. Those were all the stupid people and new sound effects we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.